to our International Safeguarding Symposium and to tell you how delighted we are that you've been able to make the time to come to see us for today and tomorrow if you're staying for both days. Also, I want to make sure to welcome our online viewers that are coming from as far away as Jersey, Lanarkshire, Coventry, Torbay, and all around the country. I'm told that these places are there. From the accent, you can tell that I'm going to have to look at a map and find out how far away they are. They're on the list of places that I want to visit in the next couple of years. I'm the chair of the conference with myself and Sue Proctor, who's going to be chairing the rest of the sessions. I'm the course leader for the MSc in safeguarding that we do here at the university, and I've been one of the conference organizers for the past few years. So it's quite exciting to see the new format that we're putting together to try to have over 2 days and to include adult safeguarding as well as child protection issues. If you could do me a favor and switch your phones to silent at this time. If you're going to be using Twitter, I'm unfortunately not going to be able to because my phone will be searching the whole time that I'm up here, but I will be doing tweeting throughout the rest of the conference. So if you do use Twitter, we'd be thrilled if you use the hashtag. It's sitting here, is that right? There it is. So that would be really great because I'll be looking for those and commenting and taking pictures of people's presentations. Some of the presentations will be in here, depending upon how popular they are and how many people are identified, because we're trying to get a good spread of people. And some of those will be filmed. You'll notice that there will be cameras and things like that. So as you speak and when you ask questions, we'll be asking you to wait for a microphone so that people that are viewing online can hear what you've got to say. We have a number of courses here at the university, like the MSc in safeguarding. We also have an advanced home visiting skills. One of the things I wanted to say is that the university has tried in the last few years to make sure to extend its reach in CPD profile for those people that are working within child protection and adult safeguarding, specifically to sort of answer some of the questions that we have in this sort of an industry, which is difficult and not always very straightforward. In particular, about the places where language intersects in between health and social care, or police and social care, or police and health, all of those sorts of language and conversational difficulties can be sometimes problematic. So some of the CPD things that we do here at the university are deliberately designed in order to help with those sorts of things. That's not me. The other thing I wanted to say was that we are looking at extending our reach in research, teaching, and training. So we've got a number of research projects that are going on looking at both adult safeguarding and child protection deliberately in order to expand some of our knowledge base and to help engage in the area. And you'll see some of those projects in the next couple of days. So if you get a chance to look into those, that'd be great. And if not, when you're at home, because you've attended, if you look on the back of your program, there's a voucher here for you to be able to access all of the presentations and those that are filmed. And that's yours to take away with you so that because there's nothing else to do at 11 o'clock on a Friday night other than to look at those things. Housekeeping issues. As far as I'm aware, there shouldn't be a fire alarm. That's already happened this morning. So if you do hear a fire bell and it's consistent and ongoing, that means that there's a fire drill. So if you could all just exit quietly from the door. Our meeting point is just outside those front doors, past reception where you came. The toilets you've probably already seen, but if you don't, they're just behind us around the corner. There's also some more upstairs near the events hall on the mezzanine level. And there will be coffee just after the keynote and panel debate that we're going to be having. And it's now my very great pleasure to introduce the Vice Chancellor of the University, Ruth Farwell, who's going to open the conference and introduce our first keynote speaker. Thank you.